And this has now entered the realm of neuroplasticity, the fact that the brain can change in response to experience. And for example, if you've now just spent these last few months mired in trauma and stress, your amygdala will have grown larger. It will have formed new connections. The circuits there will be more excitable, and your frontal cortex will have become more sluggish and atrophied. In other words, at that critical moment, the amygdala is in a more hysterical, hyperreactive state, and the frontal cortex has that much less capacity to get there in time and say, wait a second, are you sure before you pull the trigger there? You can see that change.